Hallie, and we are out here live at Carry the Load at the corner of Turtle Creek and Fairmont. And we're here with Army veteran and Carry the Load ambassador, Brian Larson. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing well. How are you, Cal?
I'm pretty good. So tell us, why did you get involved with Carry the Load, and how long have you been involved?
So we've been involved as a family since 2013, and we've been out here every year in one way, shape, or form since then. It looks a little bit different this year because normally I'm out from just before it opens on Sunday until the closing ceremony on Monday, walking through the night, and my family comes out. But we were here just because we heard about it, and it's been a blessing to us because they're doing something that we're passionate about and honoring our friends and honoring the fallen, those that are dear to us, those that we're remembering, and it's just a great community event to come out and be a part of that.
I completely agree. That's why we've been involved for a couple years now, and I'm so happy we have been.
Can't beat it. We appreciate it. We're going to be back with Brian on our next break. He's got a really interesting story to tell, and we appreciate you listening. My name is Jay Jensen, along with Callie on 94.9 KLTY.
Here in DFW, we love our pizza.
Hallelujah.
94.9 KLTY. It's time to check in with Callie
at Riversharn Park.
That's right, Mary Rose. We are back live at Carry the Load off Turtle Creek Boulevard in Dallas. We're back with Brian Larson, Army vet and Carry the Load ambassador. And the story of, or the question of the day today is, who are you carrying? And I know that's kind of hard for you to answer because there are so many.
It is. I've got a list of 34 names that I remember every Memorial May. And I love this event because it's a chance to go out and kind of share it with the people that come out and march on a regular basis and introduce them to my friends. The three that come to mind specifically, and there's lots. There's guys from my battalion, there's classmates from West Point, there's people that I served with, but three that come to mind. One is Sergeant Jack Hennessy. Jack was a friend of mine that I grew up with. He died while I was still at the academy in Iraq. He was shot and killed when he was serving over there, and my son got his first name from Jack. But 7-8 years before Jack was born, before my Jack was born, we knew where his name was coming from. The second one was First Lieutenant Christopher Gakey. Chris was a freshman when I was a senior at West Point. We taught Sunday school together in the chapel there, and Carry the Load issued a challenge before Memorial Day to do something every day to honor the fallen and remember those who gave their lives. Chris was their hero of the day when they launched the Midwest portion of their national relay, and they'd asked me to do a video. And the way I answered that call was by sharing a gospel message, a faith thought every day on Facebook in his, because he wouldn't care if I went and ran a marathon every day, right? But he would want people to know the hope that we get from Christ. And so that's what I did to honor him. And the third one, I had the honor and privilege of serving at Arlington National Cemetery in my last assignment in the Army, and so doing funerals on a regular basis. And so one of the names that's remembered out here on the route, on the Carry the Load route, is First Lieutenant Raymond Pascal. He was a World War II bombardier. His B-24J went down. They weren't recovered for six decades, but when they were, they're still entitled to the same honors and the same memory that they were if they'd been brought home right then. So we gave them an active duty full honors funeral in Arlington National Cemetery years after his death. And I got the opportunity to present the flag and say thanks on his behalf.
That's amazing. And that's why we do Carry the Load. It is awesome. Thanks again, Brian. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is Callie and Jay on 94.9 KLTY.
Hello, I'm...